your place to help out? Who's, what sort of staff and help is he going to get?
That hasn't been discussed.
Okay. Would he be able to operate his business from your home? Would he be able to bring staff there from WikiLeaks to operate his business from your home?
I see no reason why he shouldn't have guests. It's not, you know, it's not my job to keep him in any form of solitary confinement.
Do you think his judgment has partially vindicated Julian Assange?
Oh, I think it absolutely has. I mean, I think there are important observations. One is that he was awarded costs, so therefore the Swedes will have to pay for this, which to me suggests that perhaps they shouldn't have appealed. The other thing that I think is interesting, particularly interesting, was the judge was very clear that Julian Assange has not been any form of fugitive while being in this country, and yet there have been many reports that suggest he has been, and I hope that, you know, so he hasn't been a fugitive in the Frontline Club, he's been in the Frontline Club. And so I'm hoping that that squashes and we don't keep referring to him in a way that we think that we're harbouring him. We're not harbouring him, we're giving him a bail address.
What did you think, Vaughan, about the judge's suggestion that support from people like yourself is really support for WikiLeaks and the work that it does, as opposed to supporting him and his character and his defence on the sexual...
Oh, yes, no, I'd like to address that, because... I've covered wars, and many other journalists have, and you know, one can comment on battlefield friendships. It's the depth of the trench, not the time you necessarily know somebody. You can actually get to know somebody very well, depending on the circumstances and the experiences you have with them. So, you know, just the fact that I may not have, you know, known him for a vast number of time, about 5 months, doesn't mean that I don't know him well. And the other thing is, I know some people who managed to get married in that time they're still together. So, really, obviously in this instance, that's hardly likely. But I just think that, you know, I don't think it's appropriate to suggest that I'm not competent as a person, and my wife, who many of you will know because she runs the Frontline Club, to make a sensible judgment about Mr. Julian Assange's character.
And what did you also make of the idea?
Okay, can I ask that one?
Yeah. What he was saying, though, was that your support is predicated on your support for WikiLeaks.
No, it isn't. It isn't. No, I've been quite clear.
As opposed to support on the sexual assault charges.
No, I have personally come out to say that I don't necessarily agree with every single leak that he's made. But that I'm hoping that we can look at this with a certain perspective, because I think what's happened is a sort of phenomenon. It's a happening, and I think we need to look at WikiLeaks and what they're doing by standing back, because it can't be undone. These are challenges for government, and I accept that. I'm not saying every single leak, in my view. And also, we have to remember these leaks have gone through respectable newspapers that we've read for a very long time. It's not just through WikiLeaks, though they appear to receive the flak. So on those things, no, my support and my offer of bail, a surety, and my offer of an address is not just because I may or may not support Julian Assange and what he's doing at WikiLeaks. It's because I know the guy and I know he's not going to break his bail.
The Swedish prosecution